Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here with your Mid-North Coast News Briefing. A trial which will pump built-up sand out of Coffs Harbour and away from the new boat ramp is proceeding on schedule. Local MP Gurmesh Singh has just received an update on the project, and he's told us by the end of next month, equipment should be in place to provide a cheaper solution than periodic dredging.
Basically, the pumps are procured. There's a bit of fabrication that needs to happen with some steel pipes and the like. That's happening as we speak. People should slowly start to see some equipment arrive probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then obviously weather permitting over the month of March will be being installed into the actual water itself.
More mobile speed cameras are being rolled out. Just 38 of the 143 operating last month. Now there'll be another 60 heavily signed cars. Transport for New South Wales had to upgrade its entire fleet to ensure warning signs could be mounted on top of the vehicles. Drivers also get a heads up before and after we pass one. And recent stats from Fire and Rescue New South Wales have identified senior citizens are the most vulnerable to fire danger. Those over 65 have made up 50% of all fire fatalities in the last 5 years. Superintendent Adam Jubri says to address that, older residents can ask for a firefighter to come to their home and talk about fire safety and check their smoke alarms.
We know that working smoke alarms save lives. They give you early notification that there is a fire so you can get up, get out and call 000, not only warning you to save your life and serious injury, but also minimising the damage in that home, which is not only the homes, but also those memories.
Dating sport, neither side got the start they were hoping for, but the North Coast Bulldogs will be aiming to turn things around this weekend in the Laurie Daly and Andrew Johns Cup competitions. They'll take to the field in Wauchope against MacArthur West Tigers. The under-18 still smarting from a 30-26 loss to the Northern Tigers in Coffs. Our Andrew Johns Cup side going down by the same margin, 14-10.